哈利路亚，感谢神恩典。
Hallelujah, we thank God for His grace.
我们今天晚上可以一起聚集在这边敬拜天上的真神。
We thank Him that we are able to gather here to worship the true God.
小弟今天晚上啊，前面要用该隐杀了亚伯这个题目。
Tonight, I'd like to share with you on the topic Cain murdered Abel.
作为我们敬拜神互相勉励的题目。
This will be a topic of mutual encouragement.
我们知道说，当初神创造的亚当跟夏娃。
We know that God created Adam and Eve.
那时候人类活在这个伊甸乐园里面，实在是非常的快乐。
They were very joyful living in the Garden of Eden.
生活非常的充实。
And they had a very abundant life.
那时候他们在伊甸乐园里面过着快乐的生活。
They lived a joyful life.
可是好景不长。
But this did not last long.
那时候亚当跟夏娃犯罪，所以被赶出了伊甸乐园。
Adam and Eve sinned, and they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
这对人类来说是一个黑暗的历史。
To men, this is a dark age.
因为从好像在天国的生活跑到像地狱的生活一样。
And they went from living in a place like heaven to a place like hell.
那时候地被咒诅。
The land was cursed.
人要汗流满面才得糊口。
Men needed to sweat and labor in order to fill their stomachs.
重点是人看不到未来。
And the key is.They did not see a future.
因为罪的缘故，人会死，人会老。
Because of this, men age and die.
所以人没有希望。
Men do not have hope.
可是当在这个当中啊。
But amongst this all.
神赐给亚当跟夏娃一个孩子。
God gave Adam and Eve a child.
这个孩子叫做该隐。
This child was named Cain.
这是人类从这个亚当夏娃从孩子身上看到人类的希望。
From this child.Adam and Eve saw hope in humanity.
一个新的生命的开始。
It was the start of a new life.
所以当我们的家里有孩子的时候。
Thus, when we have children.
虽然孩子很吵闹。
Although they might be noisy.
虽然孩子不好控制。
Although they are not easily managed.
其实大家都是希望有孩子。
Yet everyone hopes to have children.
因为我们在孩子身上可以看到未来。
For we see hope in children.
可以看到希望。
We see hope.
神赐给他们该隐。
God gave them Cain.
这是他们人生的另外一个阶段的开始。
This was the start of a new beginning.
人类的生活有另外一个目标。
They had a new goal in life.
后来神不只是给他们该隐。
God not only gave them Cain.
神后来是给他们亚伯。
He also gave them Abel.
当然后来神又是给他们很多的儿女啊。
And of course, God also gave them many children.
圣经上是没有怎么记载了。
The Bible did not record these children.
可是当这两个孩子该隐跟亚伯长大以后。
When Cain and Abel grew up, however,
他们总是要生活啊。
They needed to make a living.
人在这个世界上要努力才得生活。
Everyone who needs to live on the earth needs to make a living.
那时候该隐呢，就去种，就成为农夫。
Cain became a farmer.
那这个亚伯呢，就成为牧羊的人。
And Abel became a shepherd.
本来生活是很好啊，没有问题嘛。
And there is no problem in this.
神依然看顾他们。
God continued to look after them.
那时候他们就有献祭。
They offered at the time.
人类怎么知道有献祭？
How is it that they knew how to offer?
最有可能就是神教导他们的。
It's most probable that God taught them.
当你从地里面有出产。
When the ground yields fruit.
当你从神所创造的东西能够得到生命的延续。
When you are able to continue living through the creation of God,
你必须要感谢天上的真神。
You must give thanks to God.
怎么感谢天上的真神？
How can you offer thanks?
献祭就是一种方式。
Sacrifice is one way.
那献祭没有什么问题啊。
And there was nothing wrong with this.
神说要献祭嘛。
God said you must make sacrifice. Then you make offering.
所以有一天呢。
One day.
该隐他献祭。
Cain offered.
那亚伯也献祭。
Abel also offered.
但是这段历史我们大家都知道。
And we are very familiar with this piece of history.
虽然都是献祭。
Although both offered.
可是结果不一样。
The ending conclusion was different.
当献祭完了以后。
After the offering.
神喜悦亚伯的献祭。
God was pleased with Abel's offering.
不喜悦该隐的献祭。
He was not pleased with Cain's.
那这个神喜悦跟不喜悦应该是立即就知道的。
And we know this from, the ending of the offerings.
因为我们不知道说，因为神没有他神这圣经上没有记载说到底神怎么表示。
Because we do not know how, God indicated that he was pleased.
可是当该隐没有得到神的喜悦的时候，他就知道了神不喜悦我们的献祭。
But Cain knew that God was displeased with his offering.
为了这个事情呢，该隐就发怒。
Because of this, Cain was very angry.
为什么？
Why is this?
我有献祭啊。
Because he
神为什么不喜欢我的献祭？
Why is God displeased with my offering?
那这个都是记载在那个创世纪的第四章。
This is recorded in Genesis chapter 4.
请大家翻开创世纪第四章。
Please flip to Genesis chapter 4.
第四章的第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
我们在针对这一段 的历史，我们来看经文。
Let us view this piece of history from the Bible.
第四章第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
又生了该隐的弟兄亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。第三节。
3.
有一天，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。第四节。
4.
亚伯也将他羊群中投生的和羊的子由献上，耶和华看中亚伯看他的供物。第五节。
5.
只是看不中该隐看他的供物，该隐就大大发怒，变了脸色。这个地方圣经上讲得非常清楚。
Here the Bible clearly depicts.
该隐非常的生气。
It depicts that, describes that Cain
was angry. 神就跑去跟该隐说。
Then God said to Cain,
你为什么生气啊？
Why are you angry?
你为什么变了脸色啊？
Why has your countenance fallen?
你如果行得好，岂不蒙悦纳吗？
If you do well, will you not be accepted?
你就是行得不好啊。
It is because you have not done well.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
你如果行得不好。
If you do not do well.
罪已经伏在你的门前了。
Sin lies at your door.
他要恋慕你，你要制服他。
Its desire is for you, but you shall rule over it.
神很疼该隐的。
God cares very much about Cain.
如果神不疼该隐，
if God did not care about him,
我管你去，你要怎样是你家的事。
Then he would not tell this to Cain.
因为是你做的不好。
Because it was Cain who did wrong.
这个跟神没有关系。
It had nothing to do with God.
你发怒，
you can be angry.
是不合理的。
It is unreasonable.
神也可以不理你啊。
God can choose to ignore you.
可是神很疼该隐。
But God loved Cain.
神跑去跟该隐讲。
The Lord told Cain.
这是一种提醒。
This is a reminder.
说罪已经伏在你的门口，你要小心啊。
He said, you must be careful for sin lies at the door.
神告诉该隐他为什么不蒙悦纳的原因。
God told Cain the reason why God was not pleased.
因为你做的不好啊。
Because he had not
done well. 你如果做的好就不会这样。
If he did well, it would not come to this.
那该隐有听下去吗？
Did Cain listen?
没有，该隐没有听下去。
Cain did not.
所以有一天，该隐跟亚伯在田里面。
One day, Cain and Abel were in the field.
两个人在讲话了。
They were speaking to one another.
讲什么话不知道。
Of course, we do not know what they were talking about.
在这当中啊。
However, during this time,
该隐就把亚伯杀了。
Cain rose up and killed Abel.
这是人类的第一件凶杀案。
And this is the first homicide in the humanity.
我们从这件凶杀案里面，我们可以想到什么
？From this murder, What can we think of?
今天如果这两个孩子是我们的孩子，
If these two children were ours,
我们的心情是什么？
What type of feelings would we have?
我们有想过亚当夏娃心情是什么吗？
How would Adam and Eve feel?
我们犯罪被赶出伊甸乐园。
They had sinned and were cast out of Garden of Eden.
好不容易看到生命。
And they finally saw life.
我看到了希望。
They finally saw hope.
我们看到了该隐跟亚伯长大。
They saw how Cain and Abel grew up.
结果我的大儿子，我的长子把我的二儿子杀了。
Yet the result is that my older son killed my younger son.
这是人间的悲剧。
This is the tragedy of man.
这是人间第二次把人的历史啊，第二次在最黑暗的时候。
And this is the second dark period in humanity.
说实在话，这不应该发生。
And to speak the truth, this should not have happened.
可是它发生了。
But it did.
可如果说以前发生，那现在会发生吗？
If it happened in the past, would it happen today?
还是有可能会发生。
There's still a chance.
在每一个时代都可能会发生。
There's a chance of this occurring in every period of history.
不一定是兄弟之间。
It might not occur between brothers.
人跟人之间在一起就是会这样。
When men interact with others, this is what results.
那该隐杀了亚伯，这当中到底有什么值得我们去思考的？
In this process of murder, what is there for us to be reminded of?
到底有什么值得我们去学习？我们需要去修正我们的脚步。
What can we reflect on, and how can we adjust ourselves?
我们今天用短短的时间，我们来思考。
Let us think about this in this hour.
第一个
，Firstly,
我们从这个事件里面，我们可以探讨一个事情。
From this event, we can reflect on one matter.
就是敬拜的态度。
That is the attitude of service.
做圣工的态度。
The attitude of servitude.
这个非常重要啊。
This is very important.
当初他们会去献祭。
When they offered.
这是他们跟神之间的关系。
It was based on their relationship with God.
我知道献祭是一种敬拜。
We know that offering is a form of service.
你今天来讲献祭，就好像今天的祷告一样。
And the offering is likened to today's prayer.
就好像今天的聚会一样。
It is likened to service.
我们今天到会堂不是只是要听道理而已。
We are not here only to listen to the sermon.
我们来会堂是敬拜天上的真神。
We have come here to worship the true God.
他不是说我来这边听道理，不是这么简单。
And we cannot only say, "Oh, I have come here to listen to the sermon."
我们奉主耶稣圣名开始聚会的时候，神的灵跟我们同在。
When we begin the service in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, His Spirit abides.
我们在这边所做的每一个动作，都是在敬拜天上的真神。
Every action we take is worshiping the true God in heaven.
在这边，我们思考神的话语。
Here we reflect on the words of God.
我们向他歌颂。
We sing praises.
我们向他祷告，倾诉我们心中的话。
We pray and tell Him our troubles.
我们跟神越来越接近。
And we draw ourselves nearer to God.
这就是一种崇拜。
This is a type of worship.
献祭在当时也有这样子的意义。
And offering carried the same purpose.
神叫他们要献祭。
God told them to make offering.
他们两个都献祭了。
They both did.
所以你看那个第四章的第二节。
Let us look at chapter 4, verse 3.
他说有一天该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。这个地方谈到说该隐他拿地里的出产献给神哦。
Cain brought the offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord.
你这样看有什么问题吗？
Is there any problem with this?
没有问题啊。
There is no problem.
好，神说要献祭就献祭嘛，没有问题。
God said to offer, and he did.
这样看好像没有问题，对不对？
It seems as if there's no problem.
我们再看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的子由献上。在这个地方谈到亚伯也献祭。
Here says that Abel also offered.
说亚伯将他羊群中的头生的。
Abel brought the firstborn of his flock.
还有羊的子由献上。
And of their fat, and he offered them.
看起来没有什么问题。
And seemingly there is no issue.
可是当两个人献祭完以后。
But after the offering,
神就是看重亚伯的，不看重该隐的。
The Lord respected Abel and his offering, but not Cain.
那为什么神看重亚伯的，不看重该隐的？
Why did the Lord respect Abel's offering and not Cain's?
他的关键点在哪里？
Where does the key lie?
或许我们会这样认为。
We might think to ourselves,
因为该隐他是种地的。
We might think that it is because Cain is a farmer.
农夫他收成就是他是种地，他是农夫，他种麦子、小麦、大麦，那他收成的就是他所收生产的，那就将这个献给天上真神。
If a farmer sows grain, he will reap grain, and he has only that to offer to God.
那有人说这样不对。
But some might say this is wrong.
他不应该献这个东西。
He should not have offered that.
我们从圣经里面来看。
From the Bible.
献这个可不可以啊？
Is offering this permissible?
我们看利未记。
Let's look at Leviticus.
利未记二十三章。
Let us look at Leviticus chapter 23.
利未记二十三章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9.
这个以色列人他们出埃及以后。
After the Israelites left Egypt.
他们到了西乃，他们去西乃山下。
They were at the foot of the Mount Sinai.
神颁布了十诫。
God gave them the Ten Commandments.
那神颁布十诫以后呢？
After that.
又颁布了其他的律法。
God also gave them other laws and statutes.
然后交代他们很多的事情。
And entrusted to them many things.
因为神在那个地方要建立属神的国度。
Because God was to establish a spiritual kingdom.
在那个时候，神就特别交代他们。
At the time, God especially entrusted to them.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，你们到了我赐给你们的地，收割庄稼的时候，要将出手的庄稼一捆带给祭司。”第十一节。
Verse 11.
他要将这一捆在耶和华面前摇一摇，使你们得蒙悦纳。祭司要在安息日的次日把这一捆摇一摇、哦、那我们来看第十四节。
Let us look at verse 14.
无论是饼是烘的籽粒是新穗子，你们都不可以吃，只等到把你们献给神的供物带来的那一天才可以吃。这在你们一切的住处作为世世代代永远的定例。这是他们在西乃山下还没有得迦南地之前神的吩咐。
This is God's commandment to them at the foot of Sinai before they entered the land of Canaan.
神告诉他们。
God told them,
以后你们会进迦南地。
In the future, you shall enter into land. You will have land.
你们会成为农夫。
You will become farmers.
那当地里有出产的时候。
And when you have a harvest.
在收割庄稼的时候。
When you reap the harvest.
要将出手的庄稼。
You shall take the first fruit of your harvest.
不管你是种小麦、种大麦、种其他的农作物。
Whether it doesn't matter what type of grain you sow,
你都要把出手的庄稼一捆带给祭司。
You shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits.
而且这一捆的出手庄稼还没有献祭之前，你都不可以吃哦。
And before you offer the sheaf, you shall not partake of it.
经过了三十八年多。
After 38 years,
当他们到了摩押平原。
When they arrived at the plains of Moab,
他们准备进入迦南地了。
The Israelites prepared to enter.
这个时候，神再一次告诉他们。
Again, God reminded them.
我们看申命记。
Let us look at Deuteronomy.
二十六章。
Chapter 26.
第二节。
Verse 2.
申命记二十六章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 2.
当然，第一节就谈到他们要进去得地为业了哈。
And the first verse describes that they shall receive an inheritance.
我们看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
就要从耶和华你神赐你的地上，将所收的各种出手的土产取些来，盛在筐子里，往耶和华你神所拣选要立他为名的居所去。第三节。
Verse 3.
见当时做祭司的对他说：“我今日向耶和华你神明认。”我已经到了耶和华向我们列祖启示应许赐给我们的地。第四节。
Verse 4.
祭司从你手中取过筐子来，放在耶和华你神的坛前。我们看到这边就好了。这个地方神再次的提醒他们。
Here God reminds them.
你们先要进去得地咯。
You will now go in to receive the land.
不要忘了哈。
Do not forget.
你们进去要得地。
You will receive the land as inheritance.
就会有收成。
And you will have produce.
收成之后呢？
And after
harvest,
you shall offer all your first fruits to the Lord.
这在神面前明认,
and this is clearly stated and declared
你们已经得了那个地,
that you have received the land.
你们已经得了神的恩典,
that you have received His grace.
这一切都是神赐给你的,
and you will declare that this is what God has given you.
这是感恩的祭,
this is an offering of thanksgiving.
一切都是属神的。
For it all belongs to God.
我们付出我们的劳力。
When we labor,
可是我们的劳力也是神赐给我们的。
We labor and it is given to us by God.
我们的健康也是神赐给我们的。
Our health has been granted to us by God.
有好天气也是神赐给我们的。
Good weather is granted to us by God.
一切的一切都是神赐给我们的。
All in all, everything is given to us by God.
这虽然是我努力赚得的。
Even though you have worked hard to
earn it. 出手的果子，出手的农作物都是最好的。
The first of all the produce is always the best.
我将最好的奉献给天上的真神。
We must offer the best to God.
有些人不愿意。
Some are unwilling.
那可以卖最好的价钱。
Because that can bring them the best price.
是不是？以今天来讲啊，
From today's standard,
出手可以卖最好的价钱。
The first of the produce have the highest prices.
但是我努力之后所得到的第一份，那是很宝贵的，很甜蜜的。
The produce you receive after hard work is very sweet and it is precious.
你愿意把它奉献给天上的真神吗？
Are you willing to offer it to God?
所以很多有我们小弟去过一些地方。
I have been to several places.
偶尔会听到一些年轻人这样说。
I have heard some youth saying.
我都听他们在讲的时候会跟我讲这样，就说传道，我今天哦，这个月是我这一生第一次赚钱，第一个月领薪水。
Some youth tell me that, Pastor, it is my first time this month earning my first paycheck.
我说哦，很好啊。
I say that is great.
传道，我要把我这一份的薪水全部奉献给神。
They tell me, Preacher, I wish to offer it all to God.
我说只要十分之一就好了。
I told them, you only need to offer a tithe.
他说这是感谢神给我的，这是一切，这一切都是神给我的。
They reply saying, this has been given to me by God.
也有人这样做。
There are people who do things like this.
这样做是出于一种感谢。
This is out of thanksgiving.
所以，如果我们这样子来看
，from this perspective，
我是一个农夫
，I'm a farmer。
我献上我出手的果子
，if I offer the first fruits，
来感谢天上真神
，to give thanks to my true God in heaven。
这样是对还是错
？Is this right or wrong？
当然是对。
Of course it is right。
因为这还是神的吩咐呢。
Because it is God's command。
虽然在创世纪没有记载神亲自。告诉他们的那段记载。
Although God did not explicitly say this in Genesis.
可以，我们从以色列人他们进迦南地，我们可以看出来，神也是这样吩咐的。
But we see this is God's command went to the Israelites.
那如果说献上土产是没有问题的
，If there's no problem offering the fruit of the ground，
那为什么该隐所献的不被神所看重
？Then why was Cain's offering not respected by God？
它的重点在什么地方？
Where does the key lie?
我们看回来这个创世纪第四章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
在创世纪第四章第三节里面这样说。
It reads.
有一天该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。你觉得看了这一段你有什么觉得怪怪的地方吗？
Is there anything you find strange in this verse?
那再看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的子有献上，他跟该隐有什么不一样？
What is different between their offerings?
重点在哪里？
Where does the key lie?
他应该奉，他献上的是什么？
What did they offer?
亚伯献上的是头生的、
哦、Abel offered his firstborn.
那是我今天我是土产，我生了第出手的果子就是我第一批所得嘛。
And the first produce is the first fruit.
我今天养羊。
If today I am a shepherd.
我的母羊生了第一个孩子，第一只小羊。
And the first the ewe gives birth to the lamb.
就是我第一个所得的。
This will be my firstborn.
那个叫头生的。
That is called the firstborn of the flock.
跟那个农夫是一样的道理。
And this is the same concept as the farmer.
而且他讲到羊的脂油。
It mentions the fat of the lamb.
当初在记载圣经的时候。
In the Bible.
他们用那个当时他们讲 chelab 实际上是最好的，他是讲他原来是最好的意思。
And in original text, it indicates that this fat is the best.
亚伯在献祭的时候。
When Abel was offering.
是献上头生的。
He offered his firstborn.
是一只母羊在年轻的时候生下来最强壮的那一只。
The young ewe gave birth to the lamb, and it was the healthiest one.
他所献上的脂油是最好的。
The fat that he offered was the best.
他将最好的献给天上的真神。
He offered his best to the Lord.
该隐呢？
What about Cain?
要献祭嘛，对不对？
Since he needed to offer.
献祭啊，献祭啊，献祭我也献啊。
Then he decided to offer.
他没有去。将出熟的果子，没有将最好的献给天上的真神。
But he did not offer his first fruit, his best, to God.
所以在希伯来书里面就特别说到了。
Thus in Hebrews it mentions.
它的关键点在哪里啊？
Where does the key lie?
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
为什么他们两个这样不一样的动作，不一样的结果？
Why were their conclusions so different?
我们看第十一章第四节。
Let us look at chapter 11, verse 4.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美。因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指着他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。这个地方讲到亚伯为什么所献的可以得神的喜悦，被神所看重，该隐的没有办法。
Here it tells us why Abel's offering was pleasing to God, but not Cain's.
因为亚伯相信。
Because Abel had faith.
他相信什么？
What did he believe?
他相信天上这位真神是他一切的来源。
He believed that the God in heaven is the origin of all.
是福气的来源。
It is he is God is origin of blessing.
生命的来源。
And the origin of life.
我今天所拥有一切都是神给我的。
He believed that all I have belongs to God.
今天我讲最好的给神，本来就是应该的。
It is my duty to offer my best to God.
该隐没有这样想。
But Cain did not think like
this. 他们在信上面，所以这根本就是信的问题了。
And the problem lied in the difference in faith.
当一个人对神的信仰是非常的正确的时候，
When one has a correct faith before God.
所以当一个人对神的认识，对神的信仰，跟神的互动是非常成熟的时候，
When one has a mature interaction between himself and God.
他跟神之间的互动，
The interaction between him and God.
他会一直讲把最好的给神，
Will include giving the best to God.
为什么他要这样做？
Why would he do this?
因为他相信。
Because he believes.
因为相信，所以就会有感恩。
Because he had faith, he will give thanks.
他的感恩不是出于责任。
His thanks does not arise out of duty.
献祭是责任。
Offering was his duty.
可是他这已经不是责任的问题了。
But this is no longer an issue of duty.
这是一种感恩。
This is a form of thanksgiving.
履行责任跟尽力是不同的两件事情。
This mandatory duty is different from a free will offering.
该隐只是在履行责任。
Cain was only offering what he needed to.
亚伯是尽力取悦神。
But Abel put in his best effort to please God.
这是他们两个不一样的地方。
This is where they were different.
这也是为什么神看重该看重亚伯的献祭，认为亚伯的献祭更美的原因。
This is why Cain, Abel had a more excellent offering.
今天我们也是一样。
Likewise for us today.
我们每个人都要面对神。
We all need to face God.
我们的生命从神来的。
Our life comes from God.
我们生活的一切。
Everything we have.
都是神给的。
Is given to us by God.
我们的健康。
Our health.
我们的生活。
our living,
我们所赚的钱,
what we earn,
我们所拥有的一切,
and everything we own,
都是神给我们的,
has been given to us by God.
我们要怎么样来面对神?
How should we respond to God?
亚伯将头生的,
Abel gave his firstborn,
还有上好的脂油,
and the fat,
献给天上的真神,
he gave these to God.
那我们呢?
And what about us?
有一次我们在谈这些道理的时候,
Once, I was discussing this teaching.
因为很多传道在那边聊，就是因为传道在一起，有时候就是聊圣经啊，聊教会嘛。
Amongst ministers, we were discussing this teaching.
啊，刚好在聊了这个了。
And we, as preachers, like to discuss messages.
有一个老传道，他已经很老了。
There was an elderly preacher.
他就告诉我，他是告诉我们了。
He told us.
他年轻的时候。
When he was young.
那时候刚当传道。
When he first became a preacher.
那以前哈、哦、早期，当然美国没有这种习惯了，在我们那个地方有那个习惯。
In the early days,
就是说灵恩布道会到了呢，他们这个地方有一个把黑板哈、哦、板子上面会写说啊，来那个王波波猪一只，张大嫂高丽菜十颗，哦会这样哦，以前会这样哦。
In the past, during spiritual convocations, there would be a blackboard indicating which member donated, how much food. For example, brother A would donate one pig and sister A 10 cabbages.
等等，比如说李叔叔，好，那李叔叔鸡五只这样。
And brother Lee would, for example, brother Lee had offered three pigs.
那个时代，因为大家也不是很有钱嘛。
Because everyone was not wealthy at the time.
我有什么就将我的献给天上真神。
They offered whatever they had to the Lord.
那有一天早上呢，传道就早祷会结束，就站在教会的门口。
And after one morning service, the preacher stood at the front.
看到一个弟兄走进来了。
He saw a brother walk in.
哦，手上拎了好几只鸡啊。
The brother had many chickens with him.
联会嘛。
It was spiritual convocation, and there was a need.
教会就是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
结果呢，传道就觉得啊，感谢天上的真神。
The pastor thanked God in his heart.
这个弟兄实在是太有爱心了。
This brother had so much love.
他有感恩的心。
He had a heart of thanksgiving.
这是值得为他颂赞天上的真神的。
And this is worthy of praise to our heavenly
Father. 所以传道就讲话了。
So the pastor said,
"Hallelujah, 早。
Hallelujah, good morning.
哎呦，这个某某弟兄啊，你怎么那么早就来啊？感谢神啊
！Brother A, thank God you have come so early.
哇，你人来了还带鸡来啊
！You have come bearing gifts.
这个弟兄怎么说，知道吗
？What did the brother reply?、
啊、这几只鸡是跛脚的，反正也卖不出去，拿来吃一吃啊。这几只鸡是跛脚的、啊，脚
these chickens
卖不出去啊，卖不了几千钱， these, 拿来教会吃一吃的、啊。
These chickens are lame. They cannot be sold. So, I'd like to bring them to church and get rid of them.
那个传道说，他当场就站在那边，他说他不知道怎么讲话。
And the pastor stood there speechless.
对啊，献给天上真神当然很好啊。
Of course, it was good to offer to God.
该隐献给天上真神不好吗？该隐也有献呢，不是没有献哦。
And of course, Cain also did make an offering.
还有献啊。
He also did make an offering.
可是亚伯所献的能够被神所看重。
But only Abel's offering was pleasing to God.
那个老传道说他当场很尴尬。
The pastor felt very awkward.
他又不能说愿主耶稣赐福给你。
And he cannot continue to say, "May the Lord bless you."
可是他也不能说其他的话，说哦，好好好好好好，
and,
辛苦了，辛苦了。
And he could only agree with the man.
就是这样。
And it ended like this.
我们面对神的时候。
Before God,
我们用什么来面对神？这个很重要。
With what do we come before the Lord?
比如说，我们今天来敬拜天上的真神。
For example, as we come here to worship the one true God,
我们是因为责任来的。
Do we come out of duty?
没办法。
Because we have no other option.
不来传道会讲话。
Because our preacher will scold us.
不来某某弟兄、某某姐妹会打电话来问我。
And because if we do not, then such and such will call us.
好了好了，来了来了，这个责任，这个今天聚会就是一定要来。
Because I need to fulfill my responsibility.
还是说今天聚会呢
？Or do we tell ourselves today there's service?
我准备好我的心。
I have prepared my heart.
我很兴奋。
And I am joyful.
因为今天要来敬拜天上的真神。
For today I will come to worship the one true God.
这个心态是不一样的哦。
There is a different mindset.
当我们来到这个会堂。
When we come into this chapel,
我们奉主耶稣的名开始聚会。
We begin to worship in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
神的灵跟天使都在这个地方。
And God sends His angels to abide with us.
神是看人内心的。
God sees the heart.
神不是看人外表的。
God does not see the outer appearance.
他知道我们心里在想什么。
He looks at the heart and He knows what we are thinking. Whether or not we are able to be blessed.
从这个地方就显明出来了。
Will be manifested through this.
该隐跟亚伯的问题差在这里。
This is the difference between Cain and Abel.
比如说下个礼拜是我们的灵恩布道会。
For example, next week is our spiritual convocation.
我们准备好了吗？
Are we prepared?
有布道会。
We will have evangelical services.
那布道会就是要布道朋友。
We need to have truth-seeking friends.
我们有没有去跟我们的亲戚朋友去跟他们讲说我们有布道会啊？
Have we told our friends and family that there will be evangelical services?
我们有没有为他们祷告？
Have we prayed for them?
他们要不要来是一回事哦。
Whether they choose to come is a different matter.
因为这个信仰这个东西哦，要有自己的愿力加上神的感动。
For faith consists of our willingness and God's abidance.
这个都不是我们可以控制的。
It is not for us to control.
我们所做的是责任。
We need to fulfill our duty.
我在讲责任，就是说，这是我们必须做的意思。
And when I say duty, it means that we must do it.
就是我必须去做。
We have to do it.
可是我必须做的时候分又分成两种啊，一种就是啊、没有办法，因为我这是我的责任。第二是我很愿意，因为我要让更多人能够得到这个恩典，那不一样哦。
And there are two mindsets to the same word duty. You can fulfill your duty because it is your responsibility and you have to do it, or you can fulfill your duty out of joyful free will.
他们要不要来跟我们没有关系。
Whether they choose to come or not,
does not depend on us. 我们最主要是要把这个福音传出去。
What we must do is to spread the gospel.
如果我们的亲戚朋友他们愿意来，当然更好，对不对？
Of course, it is best if they are willing to come.
因为他们就有机会听到神的道理，他们就有机会得到永生，得到神的恩典。
Then they would have the chance to hear the gospel and to receive eternal life.
神的爱是一种共享的概念啊。
And God's love is to be shared.
我们必须要学会跟人家分享。
We need to know how to share the love of God.
分享神的爱，这个很重要。
It is important for us to share God's love.
当我们要开始灵恩布道会了。
So when we are about to start our spiritual convocation,
我们心里在想什么？
What are we thinking of?
下个礼拜灵恩布道会了。
Next week we will have spiritual convocation.
我要怎么样来回应神给我们的呼召？
How can I reciprocate God's calling?
这个是态度。
This is our mindset.
献祭是敬拜的态度。
An offering is an attitude in service.
可是我们可以引申到，其实不只有敬拜的态度，包括做圣工的态度，我们生活的态度都是一样的。
And this can be extrapolated to our attitude in our living also.
我们再有还有点时间，我们再讲第二点。
And since we have some time, we will talk about the second point.
我们来讲看重与不看重。
Let us talk about placing value,
被神看重或不被神看重。
Being valued by God or not being valued by God.
为什么呀？我们有想过为什么该隐会生气
？Why did Cain become angry?
如果该隐认为自己错，他会生气吗
？If Cain thought he was wrong, would he have been angry?
不会。
He would not have.
该隐为什么会生气
？Why did Cain become angry?
他就是认为我做了我该做的。
He thought that he considered that he fulfilled his duty.
献祭嘛。
I have to offer, and I did.
为什么神你不看重我的
？God, why are you displeased?
好了，你也不一定只看重，你可以看重亚伯，那你也应该看重我啊。
You can be pleased with Abel's offering, but you can also be pleased with mine.
神你为什么单单看重亚伯的呢
？Why, God? Why are you only pleased with Abel's?
我们要先去看该隐他的心情。
Let us think about Cain's feelings.
该隐心里会想什么？
What was he thinking?
好像自己被神忽略的。
He felt overlooked by God.
别人被祝福。
Others were being blessed.
我没有被祝福。
I am not being blessed.
我也有做圣工啊。
But I also did holy work.
我也有敬拜神啊。
I also worshiped God.
传道说叫我安息日来聚会，我也都安息日来聚会啊。
The preacher told me to come to church on the Sabbath, and I did.
传道叫我那个晚上来聚会，我也来聚会啊。
The preacher told me to come on evening services, and I did.
传道叫说圣经上叫我们要服侍天上真神，我都有服侍啊。
The Bible tells us that we must serve the one true God, and I do.
为什么
？So why?
为什么我们隔壁的那个某某弟兄，他 为什么就可以赚了比我更多的钱？
So why is it that brother A earns more than I do?
他没有，他聚会的次数没有我多啊。
He does not come to service more often than I do.
他做圣工没有比我多啊。
He has not performed more holy work than me.
为什么我就得的比较少？
But why is it that I receive less?
我曾经遇到过一个信徒。
I have met a member.
他来跟我抗议啊。
He came and he protested to me.
我说你什么有什么事吗？
He said, I
asked
what is the matter.
他说直接，他传道我抗议。
He said, Pastor, I protest.
好，你抗议来，我听听，你抗议什么？
And I told him, let me hear about it.
他说我被我的同事笑。
My coworker mocked me.
我说人家为什么笑你？
I told him,
why
did they mock you?
人家笑我笨。
They said that I am dumb.
那个弟兄，那个信徒可不笨啊，他是社会的精英分子啊，他不笨，不过人家笑他笨就是了。
This member was not actually dumb, but he was called dumb.
我说问他为什么人家笑你笨
？Why I asked him why did they mock you?
原来他们公司还有另外一个信徒，也是我们教会的信徒。
It was because there was another member of our church who worked in the same company.
那他们都是在做生意的。
They were in business.
啊，做生意也是做的蛮大的。
And they had a great business.
那你知道做生意嘛？有时候要打打高尔夫球、吃吃饭，有时候要出去踏踏青，有时候喝杯咖啡，这个都要的嘛。这个跟客户之间的往来，这个一定要有的嘛。
As a businessman, they needed to socialize and go to social events with their clients.
可是每到安息日的时候
，But every Sabbath,
他的客户呢就跟他说：“哎，星期六到了，走，我们去干什么？干什么？我们去干什么？”
His client would tell him, "It's Saturday, let's go out."
我们的那个信徒就跟他讲，哦，不行嘞，因为安息日必须要去敬拜天上的真神。
Our member would tell him, "I'm sorry, I can't. I need to go worship the true God in heaven on Sabbath day."
就那客户，很多客户都笑他。
So many clients.
你很笨嘞，你信耶稣信到头壳坏掉了啊。
Saying that he has, he is beside himself.
那个某某人是不是也是你们教会的？
Isn't that man also from your church?
哎，对啊。
And he said yes. He
而且我们按那个怎么星期六的时候，我们常常出去干什么干什么干什么干什么呢？
But he always agrees to go with us on Saturday.
所以他就跑来抗议。
So this member came and protested to me.
我说，他说他意思是说，为什么他可以这样，我就不可以？
He told me, he asked, why is it that that brother can go out on Saturday, but I can't?
好，我说那你现在跟我谈，你现在来跟我谈损失是不是？谈损失嘛，因为你损失了嘛，所以你现在抗议嘛。
And I asked him, are you mourning your losses with me?
对啊，你就是你在抗议，因为你觉得你受损了嘛。
You think that you have suffered loss.
那我们来算算看哈，看你受损多少，损失多少。
But let us calculate to see how much you have lost.
你跟我讲，你这样少赚多少钱？
How much less do you earn?
他跟我讲，传道其实也没有少赚呢。
And this member said, actually, I don't really earn less.
没有少赚嘛，对不对？
And I said, so you don't earn less.
那我问你，有没有多赚？
Then I ask you, do you earn more?
传道也没有多赚啊。
But he said, Preacher, I do not earn more either.
你觉得他这个答案对了吗？
Do you think his answer is correct?
当然是错的啊。
Of course it's incorrect.
哎，你这种算法就错了。
And I told him, you are you're miscalculating.
你绝对是多赚的。
Surely you earn more.
人不能只看短短几十年啊。
Because you, as men, we can only not, we should not only look. 基督徒
的智慧在于知道永生。
Look out for the next couple of years. The wisdom of a Christian lies in eternal life.
基督徒的价值在于有永生。
The value of a Christian lies in eternal life.
你安息日放下工作来到教会。
On the Sabbath, you put aside your work and come to church.
你敬畏天上的真神。
You honor the true God in heaven.
你积财宝在天。
And you are storing up treasures for yourself in heaven.
你赚的就比他多了。
Then in this way, you have earned more.
你为什么没有多赚？
Why is it that you have not earned more?
你多赚很多，你知不知道？
You earn a lot more, do you not know?
你不可以抗议。
So you should not protest.
你要感谢。
You should give thanks.
他想一想，对呢。
So this member thought about it and agreed.
我没有少赚啊。
He saw that he did not earn less.
我说被笑就被笑。
I said, if you are laughed at, then so be it.
因为他们不懂。
Because they do not understand.
你有机会可以跟他们传福音。
If you have a chance, you should preach to them.
或许如果他们能够认识耶稣，
Perhaps if they come to know Jesus Christ,
他们就跟你一起来教会了。
Then they will come to church with you.
看重与不看重，
It depends on whether or not you value it.
当一个人自以为义的时候，
When one is self-righteous,
就当他认为自己是对的时候，他会生气。
When one thinks that he is correct, then he will be angry, just like Cain.
该隐认为自己被忽略了。
Cain thought that he was being overlooked.
刚才我说的这个信徒，他认为说他被忽略了。我敬畏天的真神，为什么被神忽略嘛？
This member who came to me believed that he was being neglected by God.
我为什么被笑？
Why am I? He thought, why am I being laughed at?
这我认为我对啊。
Because he thought he was correct.
当一个人自以为义的时候，就会像该隐一样。
When a man is self-righteous, he will be like Cain.
不管他是对或是错的。
No matter if he is right or wrong.
所以我们用圣经里面最极端的一个很极端的例子啦。
Let us take the most extreme example in the Bible.
就是约伯。
That is Job.
你觉得神有没有看重约伯？
Do you think God values Job?
你觉得吗？你觉得神有没有看重约伯？
Do you believe that God values Job?
好，我们看约伯记第一章。
Let us turn to Job chapter 1. Let us look at God's commentary on Job.
第一章第八节。
Job chapter 1 verse 8.
耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。这是神对他的评价哦。
This is God's remark concerning Job.
神跟撒旦说的。
The Lord said to Satan,
你曾经用心看上我的，看我的那个仆人约伯没有啊？
Have you seen my servant Job?
你看哦，地上没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There's none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil.
这是神说的。
These words were spoken by God.
没有人像约伯。
There is none like Job.
这样子的正直。
There's no one who is like him, a blameless and righteous man who fears God and shuns evil.
那请问,
so may I ask,
他是一个完全人吗?
Is he a blameless man?
那圣经是这样写的, 完全正直, 敬畏神, 远离恶事。
The Bible says so.
他是一个完全人吗?
Is he a blameless man?
神为什么故意去跟撒旦讲这些话, 挑起撒旦跟约伯之间的纷争。
Why did God say this to Satan to initiate some strife between Satan and Job?
约伯因为这样子，一天里面所有的孩子死光，所有财产被抢光，他后来还生疮。
And because of this, because of God's words, Job lost all his children in one day and all his belongings, and he grew boils.
灾难结束了吗？还没有嘞。
The distress did not end there.
他三个朋友来，造成他更大的痛苦啊。
When his three friends came, they brought more adversity to his life.
那三个朋友一直在说：“你有罪啊，你就是有罪，你就是要承认有罪，你就是有罪，你还说你没有罪，你就是有罪。”
His friends
一直指责他，你就是有罪。
Repeatedly condemned him.
约伯快发疯了。
And Job was about to lose his mind.
你看他在第一章、第二章讲的多好。
If we look at chapter 2,
如果他在约伯在第一章、第二章讲的多好。
Job was described so nicely in chapter 1 and 2.
我自身出于母胎。
Naked I come from my mother's womb.
也必自身归回。
And naked I shall return there.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
你看他多好，这种信仰多好。
Such a good faith.
就后来他妻子叫他去死一死算了。
And His wife told him to curse God and die.
那个你看那个约伯记第二章。
If we look at chapter 2,
第九节。
Verse 9.
是约伯的妻子跟他攻击他的。
Job's wife verbally attacked him.
你那时候你仍然在持守你的纯正吗？
Do you still hold fast to your integrity?
你放弃你的神，你弃掉你的神，死一死算了，死掉吧。
Forsake your God and die.
约伯说，你说话像愚顽的妇人。
Job told her, you speak as one of the foolish women.
这个就是约伯。
This is Job.
那神为什么让约伯发生这个事情？
Why did God allow these things to happen to him?
是神厌恶约伯。
Did God abhor Job?
是神不看重约伯。
Did God not value Job?
是这样吗？
Was it so?
绝对不是，对不对？
Of course not.
那绝对不是，那为什么要经历这段苦难？
If absolutely not, then why did Job need to go through the suffering?
神的目的是什么？
What was God's purpose?
是灾难吗？
Was it disaster?
不是。
It was not.
因为约伯后来得到双倍的福气。
Because Job was blessed doublefold.
那神的目的在什么？
So what was God's purpose?
我们来看哈。
约
伯记第四十章。
At Job chapter 40.
对不起，对，不是四十章。看一下。对不起，三十章。
Excuse me, chapter 30 rather.
三十章第十六节。
Chapter 30 verse 16.
约伯记三十章第十六节。
30 verse 16.
约伯在讲述他的心情。
Job expresses what he's feeling.
当然，我现在只是举其中的几个部分来讲，因为没有时间讲全部哈。
Due to time, I will mention some examples.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
现在我心极其伤悲伤，痛苦的日子将我抓住。夜间啊，十七节。
17.
夜间我里面的骨头刺我，疼痛不已，好像啃我。18节。
18.
因神的大力，我的外衣污秽不堪，又如里衣的领子将我缠住。第19节。
19.
神把我丢在淤泥中，我就像尘土，像炉灰一样。20节。
20.
主啊，我呼求你，你不应我，我站起来，你定睛看我。21节。
21.
你向我变心，你向我残忍，你待我残忍，用大能追逼我。你看他讲到最后变成这样。
In the end, Job, this is how Job spoke.
他说我很痛苦啊。
He said, I'm such
in such great pain. 神把我丢在那个泥土烂泥巴里面。
God has cast me into the mire.
我跟神呼求，神瞪我，神看我。
And when I cry out to God, God disregards me.
神向我变心了。
And he has become cruel.
待我残忍。
He has become cruel to me.
神用大能追逼我。
With God's strength, he opposes me. He protests to God.
哦，不只是这样哦。
And not only this.
我们来看34章第五节。
Let us turn to chapter 32, verse 34, verse 5.
这是以利户替约伯说的话。
These are words spoken by Elihu to Job.
约伯第五节哈。
Verse 5.
约伯曾说我是公义，神夺去我的理，我虽有理，还算为说谎的；我虽无过，受了伤还不能医治。
6.
第七节。
7.
谁向约伯喝讥笑，如同喝水？第八节。
8.
他与作孽的结伴和恶人同行，第九节。
Nine.
他说人以神为乐总是无益，他说人以神为乐是没有益处的。
He said in the end it profits man nothing that he should delight in God.
他问题出在什么地方？
Where did the problem lie?
神为什么要让约伯遇到这个事情？
Why did God allow these things to happen to him?
是因为神看重约伯啊，各位。
It is because, brothers and sisters, that God cares about Job.
约伯太好了。
Because Job is too good.
他完全正直。
He is blameless and upright.
敬畏神。
He fears God and shuns evil.
可是他还可以更好，他要成为完全人。
But he could become even better.
可是他问题是他那个缺点是藏在他心里面的最深处。
But his shortcoming existed in the depths of his heart.
没有经过这个过程，不会跑出来的。
Without going through this process, he cannot become blameless.
他被逼到发疯，他被逼到他讲出这些话来。他这些话呢，他讲都是他自己讲的。
Without going through the disaster, this shortcoming would not arise, and he was suffering to the point that he spoke like this.
So Elihu 就讲话。
So Elihu spoke.
我们看三十二章哈。
Let us turn to chapter 32.
三十二章的第二节。
Chapter 32, verse 2.
那时有布西人拦阻巴拉加的儿子Elihu向约伯发怒，因约伯自以为义，不以神为义，这个就是重点。
And the point is as this, that he justified himself rather than God.
对，约伯你做得很好。
Job did well.
你完全正直。
He was blameless and upright, feared God,
远离恶事，
shunned evil.
所以你自以为意，你认为什么都好，你对自己要求很高，你做得很好。
You had high standards for yourselves and you thought that you were self-righteous.
可是忘记神了。
But you have forgotten God.
神的位置在哪里？
Where is God's place?
所以后来以利户讲很多了哈。
Elihu spoke many words.
然后到最后。
In the end.
神讲话嘛。
God spoke.
神就讲话了。我们看三十八章。
Let us turn to chapter 38.
那时耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说，第二节。
Two.
谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明？第三节。
Verse three.
你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。神就问他很多问题。
Then God questioned Job.
那你问你等会你什么都知道，对不对
？Since you know everything，
约伯说他以前像王子一样，大家都到他面前求问的。
Job said that he used to be a prince, and everyone came to ask him questions.
约伯说我没有罪。
Job said, "I have no sin."
对啊，约伯没有罪。
Job was blameless.
约伯是从头到尾都没有罪哦。
From beginning to end.
问题不是在出在罪。
His problem did not lie in sin.
他不以神为义，他以为他什么都懂。
He did not give justice to God, and he thought that he knew everything.
那你认为什么都懂？来，我问你。
God said, if you consider that you know everything, let me ask you.
问了很多问题啊。
God asked him many questions.
约伯都没有回，没有办法回答嘛。
These are questions that Job could not answer.
所以在第十四章啊，第四十章的第三节。
So in chapter 40, verse 13.
于是约伯回答耶和华说：“我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你？我只好用锁屋口。”第五节，我说了一次再不回答，说了两次就不再说。
Verse 3 to verse 5.
这是约伯回答神的话。
These were the words that Job replied God with.
他没有办法回答。
He was unable to answer.
他说我是卑贱的。
He said, I am vile.
我用什么回答你啊？
What shall I answer you?
我知道用手捂我的口啦，我不讲可以吧？我不讲啦。
He said, I will lay my hand over my mouth.
我说了一次再不回答，说两次没有再，不要，我不说了。
Once I have spoken, I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further.
这个时候在第六节，神又再一次的问约伯。
In verse 6, God asks Job again.
你要如勇士需要我问你，你可以指示我。
Prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you will answer.
神再问他很多问题。
And God again interrogated him.
一直到四十二章的第一节。
Up to chapter 42, verse 1.
约伯懂了。
Then it came to Job.
他知道他问题在
哪里。He understood where his problem was.
他没有罪。
He did not have sin.
不过他有一个很大的问题。
But he had a big problem.
四十二章第一节，约伯回答耶和华说，第二节。
Verse 2,
我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。第三节。
Verse 3,
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的事我不明白，这些太奇妙事我不知道。第四节。
Verse 4,
求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。第五节。
Verse 5,
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。第六节。
6,
因此我厌恶自己，在尘土跟炉灰中懊悔。约伯说，主啊，我懂了。
Job told God, My Lord, I understand.
你万事都能做。
You can do everything.
谁可以让你的旨意安排不明呢？
And no purpose of yours can be withheld.
我不是什么事都知道的。
I actually do not know everything.
求你指示我。
Please guide me.
我应该走的道路。
Please guide me to the path that I should take.
求你指示我，让我知道你在我身上的工是什么。
Please let me know the works of your hand in my life.
我从前风闻有你。
I have heard of you by the hearing of your ear.
现在我亲眼看到你。
But now my eye sees you.
因为这样，
Because of this,
他看到人跟神之间的差异。
He saw the difference, the disparity between man and God.
人跟神是不能在同一个位阶的。
Man and God cannot stand on equal plane.
约伯说：“我厌恶我自己。”
Job said, "I abhor myself."
我真的很丢脸。
And I am ashamed.
我真的不敢面对神。
I cannot face God.
我在炉灰、尘土跟炉灰中懊悔。
I repent in dust and ashes.
接着他就得到双倍的祝福。
Then he received double blessing.
神看中约伯吗？
Did God value Job?
神看中约伯。
He did.
有时候我们基督徒在生活当中，我们会遇到像约伯这样的状况。
As Christians, we might encounter the same plight as Job.
每一个人的功课不一样。
Of course, each one of us has different homework.
小学一年级就是学一加一等于二。
In first grade, we learn 1 + 1 = 2.
小学三年级就是学2×2=4.
And in third grade, we learn 2 × 2 = 4.
小学到了国中就学代数 ，x+1等于y·2什么等等的之类的。
In middle school, we learn algebra.
接着就学微积分。
And then calculus.
每一个人的灵命的历程不一样。
We are all in different stages of life.
神都有给我们一些功课让我们去做。
God will give each one of us our own homework.
该隐不被神看中，这件事也是他的功课。
And if Cain has not been respected by God, then that is his homework.
神很疼他，去提醒他。
God loved him and reminded him.
你就是做得不好。
You have not done well.
你做得好就会被看中。
If you do well, will you not be accepted?
该隐如果那个时候他可以反省。
If Cain were to reflect.
他还可以去思考，像约伯一样。
If he were to reflect as Job did.
整个历史就改观了。
Then history would be altered.
他没有。
But he did not.
今天我们也是一样。
Likewise with us today.
我们会被神看，我们每一个人都是被神看中的。
Each one of us is valued by God.
每一个人。
Each one of us.
不被神看中，不要想要，不被神看中，不要想要坐在这个地方，不可能。
If we were not valued by God, then it is impossible for us to be sitting here.
坐在这边的弟兄姐妹都是被神看重的。
Every brother and sister sitting here is valued by God.
约瑟有没有被神看重？
Was Joseph valued by God?
约瑟十七岁的时候，他被卖作奴隶。
When Joseph was 17, he was sold as a slave.
约瑟是十二个弟兄里面兄弟里面最敬畏神的。
And he was the most God-fearing of all his brothers.
一个最敬畏神的人被卖作奴隶，这还有公理啊？
Is there justice that the most godly one is sold as a slave?
可是当我们看到历史，三十岁他当宰相的时候，就没有人这样说了，对不对？
But when he was 30 and became prime minister, no one said this, right?
十七岁到三十岁是一个很长的路。
From 17 to 30, it is a long journey.
当然，我们今天用今天的历史来看回历史，我们没有问题。
And it is no problem for us to look back at history.
可是我们如果活在历史里面呢？
But if we live in history,
摩西四十岁的时候要带领以色列人出埃及。
When Moses was 40, he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
满腔热血要执行神所要做的工。
He wanted to lead the Israelites, and he was fervent to do the work of God.
神不要。
But God declined.
他到那个米甸旷野里面又待了四十年。
He stayed in the desert of Midian for 40 years.
当他四十岁的时候，神有看中摩西吗？
When Moses was 40, did God value him?
当然是看中，不然为什么要到米甸旷野去磨练四十年？
Of course he did, or else God would not have sent him to Midian to be trained for 40 years.
摩西八十岁带领以色列人出埃及。
When Moses was 80, he led Israelites out of Egypt.
到一百二十岁眼睛没有昏花。
When he was 180, his eyes were not dim. 120, his eyes were not dim.
这个都是神的作为。
These are the works of God.
如果当我们认为我们对神什么都了解的时候，我们就跟约伯一开始是一样的。
If we believe that we know God completely, then we are like Job at the beginning of the book of Job.
其实我们在神面前什么都不知道。
Actually, we know nothing before God.
谁可以知道神的旨意？
Who can know the will of God?
我们除了从圣灵里面感受。
Other than understanding it from the Spirit,
圣灵的引导，
from the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
从真理里面了解，
from the guidance from the truth,
顺从神的旨意来做，
from following the will of God,
跟随神的脚步，
to follow the footsteps of God.
我们在人生做的就是这件事情。
These are the only things that we can do in life.
我们今天晚上用该隐杀了亚伯这个题目，我们做互相的勉励。
Today we have used the topic Cain murdered Abel as a topic of mutual encouragement.
当然，从这个事迹不只是可以看到这两点了哈。
And of course, we can learn more than these two points from this event.
我们从这两点，我们可以去思考。
But from these two points, let us reflect.
我们敬拜的态度。
The mindset we have in worship.
做圣工的态度。
The mindset in service.
生活的态度。
And the mindset in life.
我们要怎么去面对神呢？
How should we face God?
第二个，看重与不看重。
Secondly, if we are valued or not.
其实都是神的功课啦。
This is a homework given to us by God.
我们如果可以学习约瑟。
If we can learn from Joseph.
学习摩西。
And learn from Moses.
也学习约伯。
And learn from Job.
其实我们就不会陷入像该隐这样子的结果。
Then we will not have to suffer Cain's conclusion.
愿神赐福给大家。
May God bless everyone.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
183首。
183.